neither a tsunami nor a wave. This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Republicans will likely regain control of the House and still have a chance to take control of the U.S. Senate. But the party's wins on Tuesday, not nearly as numerous as party leaders had hoped, losing a Senate seat in Pennsylvania to John Fetterman.
You know, this campaign has always been about fighting for everyone who's ever been knocked down, that ever got back up.
Fetterman, who suffered a stroke in May, beat Republican Mehmet Oz by more than 133,000 votes. The GOP's attempts to win back a Senate seat in Georgia appears to be headed to a runoff.
Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock said what others were thinking.
We always knew that this race would be close.
So close, another month is needed to decide things. Republican challenger Herschel Walker urged patience.
Just hanging there a little bit longer. Because something good, it takes a while for it to get better.
One of the most expensive Senate races ever will see more money spent and more ballots cast in December.
Fox's Gernal Scott, four remaining races will determine control of the Senate. Republican Senator Ron Johnson says he has an insurmountable lead in Wisconsin. Nevada's Senate race is still too close to call, but incumbent Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto is now trailing Republican Adam Laxalt.
We are exactly where we want to be in this race. We have a lot of our votes coming in all across the state yet to be tabulated. We are going to win this race.
Alaska's Senate race is still undecided, but both of those candidates are Republicans. Only 61% of the vote has been counted in Arizona. Republicans need to win 19 of the 64 House seats yet to be called, but House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says they will.
We will be in the majority, and Nancy Pelosi will be in the minority.
McCarthy hopes to become the next Speaker of the House. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Republicans failed to take two governor's races they were hopeful of winning on Tuesday, as New York's Governor Kathy Hochul beat Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin. Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer beat GOP contender Tudor Dixon. But several GOP governors won big, including in Florida.
Ron DeSantis will now be a two-term Florida governor, arguing the state's COVID policies, which drew criticism, are now vindicated.
Florida was a refuge of sanity when the world went mad. We stood as a citadel of freedom for people across this country and indeed across the world.
Speaking to his supporters in Tampa, across the bay in St. Petersburg, Democrat challenger Charlie Crist took a less defiant tone than in his rally speeches.
First and foremost, I want to give a good congratulations to Governor DeSantis on his reelection.
GOP incumbent Senator Marco Rubio also won, like DeSantis, by a wide margin. In Tampa, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott handily beats Democrat Beto O'Rourke. The political ads on your television will be gone tonight, replaced by country music.
The 56th annual CMA Awards will be hosted by Luke Bryan and NFL football star Peyton Manning. This year, the show will bring to the stage multiple celebrities as well as country performers. Taking the stage, the brothers Osborne, Miranda Lambert, who continues as the most nominated female artist of all time with 61 nominations, Brandi Clark, Dierks Bentley, and Jimmy Allen.
I got a heart.
Lainey Wilson tops this year's nominees list with six. Ashley McBride, Carly Pierce, Chris Stapleton, and songwriter and producer Shane McAnally follow with five nominations each. The ceremony airs live from Nashville on ABC at 8 Eastern. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Jeff Cook, the singer and guitarist who founded the band Alabama, has died from Parkinson's disease. He was 73. North Korea has fired another test missile, according to South Korea. I'm Jack Callahan.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.